Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. An 18-year-old driver is facing multiple charges after allegedly leading deputies on a high-speed pursuit that ended in a crash early Saturday morning in Caseville Township. The Huron County Sheriff's Office says the incident began at approximately 2:14 a.m. Saturday, August 2nd, when a deputy conducting stationary radar on Crescent Beach Road clocked a westbound 2008 Chevrolet traveling 67 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone. When the deputy attempted a traffic stop, the driver refused to pull over and accelerated to speeds reaching 85 miles per hour. The pursuit ended at the west end of Crescent Beach Road when the vehicle left the roadway and crashed into a tree. The lone occupant, an 18-year-old, suffered injuries in a crash and was transported by ambulance to Shore Hospital for treatment. After being medically cleared a short time later, the driver was lodged at the Huron County Jail. Deputies said the driver initially claimed the vehicle had been stolen and made statements indicating suicidal thoughts. Investigators later determined the vehicle was not stolen and those mental health concerns were addressed. The Huron County Prosecutor's Office has formally charged the driver with felony fleeing and eluding and operating while under the influence. The driver was arraigned and later released after posting bond. And Delta College Public Safety is investigating a reported sexual assault at the fitness center on the college's main campus in Bay County. Authorities say the incident was reported shortly after 3 p.m. on Wednesday, July 29th, after a woman told officers an unknown man allegedly grabbed her while she was in the locker room. The suspect is described as a heavy-set man, approximately 30 years old, and about 5 feet 9 inches tall. Authorities say the suspect was also reported to appear developmentally disabled. Anyone with information about the incident is encouraged to contact Delta College Public Safety. College officials are also reminding students and staff to report suspicious activity immediately to campus public safety, faculty, or staff members. When we come back from this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
It's back to school time. We're sure you're preparing your students to have new notebooks, pencils, and materials to have the best school year ever. What about your home internet service? Is it ready to tackle homework? This year, stay connected with fast, reliable service from M3 Wireless. M3 Wireless has various plans to meet your family's needs as well as your budget. That means smooth streaming, online gaming, HDTV, remote work, and homework, all happening at the same time without interruptions. M3 Wireless offers low-income plans starting at just $45 a month for qualified buyers, giving you flexible options that fit your monthly budget. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties with a speed and pricing you deserve. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in eastern Michigan.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. My name is John Curdy, and on a good note, a Huron County Lottery Club has claimed the largest instant lottery prize ever won in Michigan. The three-member Lucky Dogs Lottery Club won the $8 million grand prize on an $8 million payout scratch-off ticket purchased at the Caseville One-Stop Shop in Caseville. According to the Michigan Lottery, the ticket was purchased as a Father's Day gift by two siblings for their father. After confirming the winning ticket, the family decided to split the prize equally among the three members of the lottery club. The winners chose to receive a one-time lump sum payment of approximately $5.5 million before taxes, rather than annual payments totaling the full $8 million prize. The family says they plan to save their winnings. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.